This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, this is the week everyone's been waiting for, your final predictions before the 2010 midterms. Thanks for being with us as always.
You're welcome. And I guess we'll say shortly that was the week that was.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll obviously have a full recap of your accuracy next Thursday. But let's start with some of the tightest Senate races. We've saved these for the final conversation that we're going to have before the midterms. Let's start in West Virginia. This was supposed to be a romp for a very popular governor, Joe Manchin, in finishing the term of the late Senator Robert Byrd. But Republican John Racey has made it very close. Some of the polls seem to be trending a little bit towards Manchin now. Who wins Tuesday?
Racey by 51-49, in effect reversing his very first Senate race against Jay Rockefeller, a contest that I covered back in 1984. Joe Manchin has all but repudiated Barack Obama and is stressing his differences with the president in the twilight days of the campaign. John Racey is running as a solid conservative in a state where there's tremendous and very visible animosity to the current occupant of the White House. That tide, and the fact that many people would just like to keep Manchin in the mansion, so to speak, is going to result in the election of West Virginia's first Republican senator since 1958.
All right, John, our next two Senate races are out west. Let's go to California. Obviously, the race was shaken up a little bit this week when Carly Fiorina had to spend a day or so in the hospital. She's back on the trail now, and most polls suggest she still trails Barbara Boxer, the three-term senator, by a very small margin, but Boxer seems to be ahead in every survey. Some say this is the state where the Republican surge will crash because they might not be able to climb that mountain. What do you expect there?
I expect a narrow win for Barbara Boxer simply because, as you say, California has become such a Democratic state. On the other hand, we're also seeing Jerry Brown break away in the governorship and running with a very stronger lead against Meg Whitman. It looks increasingly likely that he'll return to the governor's mansion in that race, and that will no doubt help Barbara Boxer.
And the number one marquee Senate race, we've gone over so many in the past few weeks, but number one on the list is Nevada, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. He's been extremely unpopular in his state, but a lot of people think that Sharon Angle winning the nomination gave Reid his best shot at retaining the seat. He's behind by 3 to 4 points in the polls, and you also have a runaway Republican win probably in the governor's race. How do you expect that to go Tuesday?
Oh, I expect Sharon Angle to win with no problem. There won't be hanging chads or a long period of time deciding this one. If someone who has been in Nevada politics for more than 40 years, who has 100% name recognition, and styles himself as Nevada's most powerful senator, that's his campaign slogan, cannot be in a stronger position now and trailing this woman perceived as the weakest Republican candidate, then I think it's all over for Harry Reid. He will go the way Tom Daschle did in 2004.
Let's move on, John, now to a couple of key governor's races. It's been very interesting in Ohio as in the Senate race, Rob Portman has pulled away from Lee Fisher, but the governor's race between Democratic incumbent Ted Strickland and former Republican Congressman John Kasich has remained very close. Kasich has been ahead now for the past couple of months by a wide variety of margins. The most recent polls seem to suggest it's about 4 or 5 points. What happens Tuesday?
Kasich will win, probably larger than the polls say. And my guess will be that Strickland will never recover from raising taxes in the state. And Kasich's call for phasing out the state's income tax has resonated with people. I believe John Kasich will become governor, and there'll be overnight talk of him making another run for president, as he briefly did in the year 2000.
All right, John. Last governor's race down in Texas. This is usually a pretty safe seat for Republicans, but in an anti-incumbent year, Rick Perry is in a tougher-than-expected re-election against the former mayor of Houston, Mr. White. The polls generally have Perry ahead, but it's not exactly by a safe margin. Will it be safe on Tuesday for Perry?
I have a funny feeling that Perry is going to win pretty comfortably, and when he talks about running for president in the future, well, he knows something out there, that he's safe at home. I would have to say that it's going to be Perry. Bill White was a flash in the pan briefly during the campaign, and that's about it.
All right, John, let's get to the big numbers now. In the U.S. Senate, first of all, the current balance is 59-41, essentially. There are two independents that caucus with the Democrats. As of the results from Tuesday and once the new Congress is sworn in January, what's the balance?
The balance in the Senate will be 51 Republicans, 49 Democrats. Republicans will take control of the Senate for the first time in 4 years.
Very interesting prediction, and certainly one that's a bit more optimistic than other prognostications. Let's move on to the House now, where the conventional wisdom is that Republicans will take the House. Do you concur? And if so, what's the margin?
Republicans will make a net gain of 63 seats. And I would have to say that that will be the largest margin that Republicans have ruled the House since 1946, when they won it in the 90s and in the early part of the 21st century. It was always by very close margins. This is going to change very dramatically, I think. And John Boehner will wield the gavel as Speaker over a caucus that includes everything from genuine Tea Party candidates two more moderates, a few of them, such as Charlie Bass of New Hampshire, will make a comeback.
John, let's move on to the governor's races now. Obviously, you're predicting a Republican control of Congress, but control of the governor's mansion in some of these key states could be very important for the 2012 primary and general election season. Right now, I believe Democrats hold a small edge. What's going to happen following Tuesday's vote?
In the governorship, there are 36 governors up for election this time. 19 governorships are in Republican hands. 17 are in Democratic hands. Overall, I believe that Republicans will have a great day in the governorships and that they will emerge in the end with over 30 governorships. In fact, let me take it a step further. I agree with the pollster Scott Rasmussen that they will hold every major state governorship except those in California and New York.
Very interesting. And, John, we'll see how the predictions run next week. Enjoy the final home stretch of the campaign.
As I get ready to put on my campaign garb, sit down at the computer and stay up all night on Tuesday, I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.